Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. Very pleased to welcome a new face to the 88.9 WLRY farm page. I have David Foltz with me, and David has Foltz Ag Equipment. Gosh, David, thanks for being a part of the farm page. We're glad to have you here.
Glad to be talking today.
Good for you. Tell me this. Foltz Ag Equipment. Now, many of our listeners in the southern Fairfield County area, Bremen area, probably remember that name from the curve as you're going in to Bremen on the back way into town. Was that your first location, David?
Yes. Basically, about 40 years ago, I built a farm shop there on our family farm. My grandfather moved to Bremen at 34 and bought the farm there that we lived on Bremen Road in 1948.
Okay.
And in the early 80s, I built a shop there to do repair work part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And we farmed there, raised beef cattle, and then we had a dairy operation for about 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to focus on sales and repairs back in about 2005.
Okay.
My son graduated from the University of Northwestern in Lima, wanted to start a career in diesel and ag mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought with my experience in the farm shop, sales, and we decided to take on selling new equipment in 2005, just out of our farm shop there at the edge of Bremen.
Okay, so in this history, I'm hearing that the dairy cows found a new home. Is that correct, David?
Yep. It was just not working out for us financially. We didn't have enough farm ground to support the amount of dairy cows that we needed to make a good living.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We thought it was probably a better move to go in a different direction. So we did sell the cows and sold most of the dairy equipment, and then started focusing on sales and service of new tractors,
mm-hmm.
Of course, farm equipment, attachments, and then a little later on, then we got into the lawn and garden into
right.
things with mowers and handheld equipment.
Right. Well, I don't think that it's not a new concept that people get out of the dairy business. I mean, we have watched dairy farms decline across this county and across this country in fairly large numbers. Not only can you not make it work on pencil, it's a lot of back-breaking work, isn't it, David?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was what I tell people. It was a great way to raise our family, but a terrible way to make a living.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And so, you know, for those who have never been around a dairy farm, it's usually milking a couple times a day, sometimes three times a day, depending the way you're set up. And it is a great way to raise your family, but there's no free time. There's no holiday. There's no away time. So tell us, at the Bremen location, that was kind of where it started, and at what point did you and your son decide we might need to add an employee or two? How quickly did you grow, David?
Well, about 4 or 5 years ago, we started to see the need to try to reach out and get more sales.
Okay.
We knew we had good products. We had a good service. My son, Jacob, is our service manager. He's very knowledgeable, has a lot of experience, had the schooling that it takes to work on this newer equipment, the
mm-hmm.
high-tech diagnostic and so forth. And we just weren't getting enough sales, and we thought we needed to be in a more visual location.
Okay.
And we looked it towards something that wasn't too far away from home, just for the ease of, work and transportation. So, prop, property came available finally in 2018 on the east side on East Main Street, which a lot of local people remember the Nolans, another family business that had a business here on the edge of town for many years. Well, we were able to purchase the Nolan property, and at this point, we're going into our third year, and our sales have just tremendously grown the last 3 years to the point where we currently are now expanding again. We're building another new building here on the East Main Street location behind the original building, and it will be a new facility for all the service, setup, and sales. Okay. We hope within the next year or two.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Well, let me ask you this, David. When you built that first shop there in Bremen, you know, did you ever see this? Did you have any inkling at all that at this point in time you would be thinking about expanding? You bought the building on East Main Street. Now you're going to build another building. Was that ever in the business plan, or did you just, it just kind of happened?
Well, no, I really wasn't visioning the growth that we are seeing right now.
Okay.
At that time, if I thought I had enough income to support the family and the debt at the farm level of service, I was going to be happy with that. But once my son took on the service manager's job full time, saw the possibility of growth, he took it to the next level.
Yeah.
This was more for my son and his son. Uh-huh. He's got three boys.
Yep.
They're starting to get it to an age to where they're able to get a hold of a hammer or a broom, and they're going to hopefully get the responsibility of what it takes to work for yourself. Long days should pay off, we hope.
Right.
So this growth is more of a family decision than it was mine. That's for sure.
Well, you know, so let's try to understand a little bit with the business, David. What kind of pieces? I looked around on your website a little bit. Looks like you do a lot of like mowing equipment, a lot of things for those folks that are really itching to get out of town and maybe buy that 5 or 10 acres, you know, and want to do some things. You know, they're going to need a tractor to mow. They might, you know, need a brush hog or some kind of a fancier mower. Maybe, you know, have a few horses, that type of thing. Is that where you find your niche in this market, David?
Yes, yes. It's what we call the hobby farmers or rural living. They just have a few acres, just a couple horses. They've got some property that they need to maintain. We're starting to see more people buying equipment and attachments for outdoor activities such as food plots, deer hunters, the working ground, mowing, maintaining paths. So we are, for the smaller farmer and animal producers, we do sell a couple different lines of hay equipment.
Okay.
Mowers, tedders, rakes, and we just took on the Claus line, which is a very well-known German manufacturer known for quality. So we're now carrying round balers. So we are going from small to medium. Someday Jacob's looking at into the larger tractors and equipment also.
Well, you know, I think what's very important, and we see this within the world of extension, you know, there are a lot of those hobby farms around, and there are a lot of those hobby farms that have a few horses, but that haymaking equipment is something they don't take to the next level and buy that equipment. But there's a lot of guys around that make hay just for that horse market, or just, you know, for the guy that's got, you know, some 4-H sheep or got, you know, some 4-H beef cattle or things like that. So I think those pastures and those forages and maintaining that And, you know, my good friend Jeremy Mills at Rise Land and Realty keeps me updated on, you know, you can't imagine the amount of plot work that's out there for wildlife that people are starting to establish and want to keep established. And you know, maybe have those deer plots hidden in various parts of Fairfield County. So it sounds like you guys really kind of lit the fire at the right time, David.
Well, you know, we've always been diversified even when we were farming.
Mm-hmm.
And we're staying with that with the dealership so that we're spread out on different levels.
Okay.
You know, we've got interseeders for guys that are needing to just do interseeding in their pastures or
right.
hayfield, which does fall into the same need for some of the plot food farmers.
Sure.
So it's been good. This last year has been our best year since we started.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and do you think it's made a huge difference getting just a little closer to town there on East Main Street and getting a little bit more visibility? You know, 22, people still drive up and down 22. It's a major highway. Do you think that has helped you, David?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. That's what we were looking for, was more traffic visibility. There's no comparison to the visibility that we have now
mm-hmm.
compared to where we lived. There's tens of thousands of cars that go past this place every day, and it's really got the attention of the buyers
right
now. And of course, the more we've sold, the more is out there that, hey, we bought a piece of equipment from Foltz Ag, and it's dependable, it's good quality, they got good service. And
mm-hmm.
the more you sell, the more you have the opportunity to sell more.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So do you think with the way the economy is going and the way people are just really kind of wanting to get out there, tell me a little bit about, are you seeing any, did you see any slowdown last year, you know, with the pandemic, of being able to get equipment in and being able to stay fully stocked like you like to stay?
Yes. Mid-season last year, we started to see the trickle-down effect coming from our suppliers. A lot of our suppliers were running out of assemblies or parts to build the equipment mm-hmm. or the tractors. Then it just became a problem with logistics,
okay.
keeping trucks on the road, keeping the factories going with the assembly lines, keeping the workers there to keep the flow
yep.
to supply the demand. And
yep.
that got slow.
Yeah, yeah.
We never really ran out of a product. It was just waiting on it to get to the dealership.
Get to where you need it to go. And keeping workers healthy and that whole, you know, keeping our economy moving. Well, David, I appreciate your time today. So I would assume, you know, we're recording this in middle January. Let's say we really do get winter here sometime, you know, winter in March, and we need to plow snow somewhere. Do you have the attachment to do that, David?
Oh, absolutely. All our tractors are equipped with front loaders. We can put snow plows on the front. We've got tractors that are cabbed, fully heated.
Yeah.
For those guys that have big jobs to do in bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
We've got salt spreaders and a lot of other attachments that anybody needs for this type of weather.
Yeah, but if we look past that, let's, you know, who knows what this weather is going to do? You know, we got a little snow at Christmas. Maybe that's all we'll see. What about, like, if you have moved to the country and you know you're going to have 4 acres or something to mow, you better look now rather than wait until the middle of April to think about how you're going to get that mowed. Wouldn't you think, David?
Yep, it's better to get prepared early than to wait until you need it and the grass is shoulder high and then you can't find the equipment that you need.
Right.
I see this supply chain to be slow again this next year.
Mm-hmm.
They just simply haven't been able to get caught up.
Exactly.
and I see people still wanting to buy and move to the country. So I think the demand's still going to be there for at least strong for at least another year. Hopefully longer.
Yeah, I do too. So David, help us out as we kind of wrap this up. I'm so pleased to have you on the farm page. You'll come back and kind of give us kind of hints and tidbits about what's going on and some of the things that you're doing there, won't you?
Absolutely. Be more than glad to, Connie.
We would love to have you, David. Help us out. What's the best way to, if somebody is listening to this, they heard this, and they're kind of wanting to just come snoop around a little bit, how can they find you, David? Where's the address at?
Our sales location, where we keep most of our inventory, is at 2535 East Main Street, here in Lancaster. The home farm address is 8290 Bremen Road Southeast, and that's just on the edge of Bremen, very easy to find on Bremen Road.
Okay.
That facility is mostly for repair and setup.
Okay.
We're not doing much repair work on any other brands other than what we sell.
Okay.
But we do make custom-made hydraulic hoses. We sell tires, rims, all kinds of parts for tractors, equipment, and combines.
Okay.
That parts inventory is stored at the Bremen location.
All right.
And, of course, most of our suppliers, we can get just about anything you need in just a day or two.
Okay, good deal. So is there a phone number? What's the best way to contact you or your son?
The sales facility number here is 740-808-8600.
Okay, perfect.
And my son's at the service shop in Bremen. That number is 740-569-7351.
Great.
And don't be afraid to leave a message. A lot of times, the service department, we don't have enough staff to get to the phone quick enough.
Yeah.
But we'll do our best to take your message and get back to you very promptly.
Okay. David Foltz, Foltz Ag Equipment. We're so pleased to have you be a part of the farm page. Don't be a stranger, because we're going to come back in a month, David. I want to talk to you about this big auction that happens down there just close to the edge of Bremen. So hang with us, folks. We will have David back in a month or so. We'll start talking about, you know, those community auctions, which is also another arm of the Foltz family there in the Bremen area. Thank you, David. Stay well, my friend.
Thank you for the opportunity, Connie.
Appreciate it.